This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's Abrams driving one to deep left center field. This is way back. At the wall is Laureano leaping. He can't get it. It is gone. Goodbye. C.J. Abrams, who led off the game with a home run on the first pitch, fouled a pitch away in his second at bat, and then homers on the second pitch to left center field. His second of the game, his eighth of the year. And the Boo Birds are out here at Camden Yards in the second inning. Five runs home for the Nationals with their third home run of the inning. It's the Nationals 6 and the Orioles nothing. Unbelievable.
Charlie, slows yesterday. Big weekend for the Nats. They swept the Orioles. They produced 20 runs and 24 hits in their final two wins on Saturday and Sunday. Big day for C.J. Abrams, 3-for-5 with the two home runs. He's got four homers in his last six games. The Orioles are not very good. They fired manager Brandon Hyde on Saturday. They're a mess right now. Mark Zuckerman from Masson will be on with us in an hour at 11 a.m. to talk Nats, and we'll talk some Orioles with Mark. Good morning, everybody. On the show today, Mark Maskey from the Washington Post. I love the way Mark writes about some of the NFL league issues that I actually care about, like rule changes. He's the best at sort of covering that stuff in town. He's headed to the NFL league meetings this afternoon. They begin tomorrow in Minneapolis. We're over the next few days, we're likely to get some resolution to two big issues that were tabled last month at league meetings, the tush-push rule and seating changes to the current NFL playoff format. Mark will be on with us at 11:25. There's been some reporting. Mark's reported a lot about how the tush-push has kind of come back in a slightly tweaked form for owners to look at and potentially vote on. It wouldn't just be, you know, quarterbacks being pushed from behind the line of scrimmage. It would be players overall, ball carriers overall, being pushed and pulled. The rule going a little bit deeper, and there seems to be a growing belief that the tush-push and all of those plays, pushes and pulls of ball carriers, could get outlawed this week. The seating changes to the playoff format are something that I have screamed about for years. I would much prefer to see, after the seven playoff teams are determined, with four division winners and the next best three records being wildcard teams, to then seed those seven teams in each conference based on record. I think that that is more competitively fair. To have, you know, a 6-11 or a 7-10 division winner have to, you know, be able to host a game against a 14-3 wildcard team just not fair, you know, based on the output of each of those teams' seasons. I don't want a bad division winner to miss out on the postseason. I want the divisions to still matter. And I want to see it played out and a playoff berth be on the line for winning a division. But giving Washington, you know, a home playoff game, even though there wasn't a crowd in 2020 because of COVID, as a 7-9 team against Tampa Bay 11-5, or this past year, Washington at 12-5 having to take to the road against Tampa Bay, a 10-7 team, I just don't think it's competitively fair. If this rule does pass, you know, last year's field would have had Washington hosting a playoff game in the first round as a 4 seed. It will change, man, the way the playoffs work and what we get in terms of results. Home field in the postseason in the NFL matters, always has. So Mark Maskey will jump on with us in about an hour and 20 minutes, and he'll tell us whether or not these rules are going to pass and what else is at stake this week at the NFL League owner meetings. Ben Standing will be on the show as well at noon, and I'll talk about the boring blowout Game 7 in the NBA playoffs yesterday a little bit later on this hour. This from Kendall, though, to start the show. Kendall writes, Kevin, if you know anything about the NFC East, then you know there hasn't been a repeat champion in 20 years. So the Eagles won't be the division champ this year. Crown the Commanders now. That's what Kendall thinks, and that's what he just wrote. Is Kendall right, or will the Eagles break the trend, a two-decade trend, and become the first NFC East repeat winner since they themselves repeated back in 2004. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open. Will the longest streak of a division not having a repeat champion continue in the NFC East this upcoming season? So, for those of you that don't know the history of our very, very, I think, highly respected and very visible sports division, the NFC East is right up there, you know, with the SEC in football, with what the ACC used to be in college basketball, what maybe the American League East is in baseball. There's no bigger marquee division historically in the NFL than the NFC East. It's won the most Super Bowls than any other division, 14 Super Bowl titles in total. Next best is the AFC West with 10 Super Bowl titles. The Cowboys have 5, the Giants have won 4, Washington's won 3, and the Eagles have won 2, including the most recent Super Bowl. The NFC East currently, you know, is the division that generates the highest television ratings year in and year out among their matchups. Of course, that's driven a lot by the popularity and really the lifelong popularity, the half century plus popularity of the Dallas Cowboys, but certainly the Cowboys matchups with Washington, with the Eagles and the Giants over the years have generated some of the most watched games in NFL regular season history. You know, it's why the Cowboys probably got picked for that league season opener in Philadelphia, more so than maybe Washington. Washington's not at the Dallas level in terms of eyeballs. The Chiefs are growing quickly on the Cowboys, and they might be right now the number one draw in the NFL. Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid, and what the Chiefs have done. But the Cowboys have a certain cachet to them, despite the fact that they've got the longest streak in the NFC without appearing in the NFC Championship game after Washington made it last year. But the NFC East is one of those divisions that sports fans, even if they're not NFC East fans, they know who's in it. They know it's Dallas, it's Washington, it's Philly, and it's the Giants. You know, no, not a lot of sports fans can tell you everybody who's in the AFC South or the NFC South. No, those are the most recent sort of expansion teams. in the NFL. Not so recent anymore. I would say after the NFC East, probably the NFC North is the most recognizable division because the Packers and the Bears and the Vikings and the Lions have been together so long in that division. You could say the AFC North, but you know, Baltimore hasn't been in the AFC North or what used to be the AFC Central for as long as Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Cleveland have been. The AFC East with Buffalo, Miami, the Jets, and Patriots, they've been together in a division forever. The Colts many years ago were in that division. But it's the NFC East. I mean, there is no debating that the NFC East is the division that is the most historical, has the most historical matchups and rivalries, has had by far and away the most success of any other division. And it also has this longest streak ever in the history of the league since the division format was put in after the AFL-NFL merger in 1970 of not having a repeat champion since the Eagles repeated in 2004.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, the Eagles were on a run back then. They won four straight division titles, 01, 02, 03, and 04. And then after 04, we've had a stretch from 2005 through 2024 of having the NFC East winner not be a repeat winner. You know, if you're wondering sort of how it's gone, the Giants won it in 05, then the Eagles came back and won it in 06, and then it was Cowboys, Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, Giants. So after the Eagles' last repeat, you had a six-year run of the other teams, not Washington. And then Washington broke through in 2012 with RG3. Then it was Eagles, Cowboys. Then Washington broke through in 2015. And then it was Cowboys, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles. And then it was Washington breaking through in 2020. And since then, it's been Cowboys, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles. The Giants have had the longest division drought by far. Their last division title came in 2011. Washington's last came in 2020. The Cowboys' last division title came in 2023. And the Eagles' last division title came in 2024. What's interesting, and I did kind of a quick look at not necessarily the odds on favorites, but you're able to go back at Pro Football Reference and look at over-under totals heading into a season. More often than not, The second favorite after the favorite, which typically ends up being the division winner the year before, not every year, like last year, the Eagles were actually favored to win the NFC East over the Cowboys, who had won it in 2023. But we've seen half of these 20 years the division winner be either the third or the team that was picked last that has actually won the division. So it's been wildly unpredictable heading into these seasons where we haven't had the repeat champion. You know, you've had at least half of those 20 years the favorite not win, and in many cases that would have been a repeat champion. The pick to finish second in the division, which Washington is this year heading into 2025, not win the division, but the team that was picked third or fourth to win the division ended up winning it. So it's really been historically very unpredictable. Now, sort of a consensus back of the envelope, you know, averaging out of the odds heading into 2025. Philadelphia is a solid favorite to repeat as an NFC East champ. Washington is then picked across the board as the second odds-on favorite to win the division. And then there's a drop-off to Dallas at third and the Giants at fourth. So there is separation odds-wise for the NFC East this year. It's Philly, solid favorite, right around minus 200, minus 210, minus 220. Then Washington's in that plus 200 range, plus 220. And then there's a big drop-off. The Cowboys at like plus 500, the Giants, a massive long shot at, you know, 10 to 1 or greater. But again, half the time during this historical non-repeating stretch of 20 years, the actual division winner isn't one of the top two picks. It comes from position three or four heading into the season. Looking at this season, it's not that the Eagles are the heaviest favorite of repeat winners during the 20-year stretch. They've been massive favorites before, and the Cowboys have been massive favorites before as division champions. But they are, you know, a solid favorite. There's a lot of Washington talk. There's no doubt about it. But taking the talk away and just looking at the odds, Washington's still about a 2-1, you know, pick to win the division. The Eagles at basically, you know, somewhere at like 1-2. Eagles, pretty sizable favorite heading into the 2025 season. So what do you think? 301-230-0980. Is Kendall right? The Eagles are not going to repeat because history says they're not going to. The last 20 years of history says they're not going to. Will the Eagles be the first NFC East repeat champ in 20 years? Last time it was done by them. Donovan McNabb, T.O., Andy Reid coaching that team. They won it in 2004. That was their fourth straight division title. You know, that's a pretty good run of division titles. Dallas had a run in the early 90s of winning the division 5 years in a row, and the other long stretches of division titles were Dallas runs. Dallas 76 through 79, 4 years in a row, also won it. Washington's longest stretch of winning the division, 3 straight years. They won it in 82, which was really a strike-shortened season in which the divisions got shelved for a revamped playoff system that year, but they had the best record in the NFC East. They won it in 83 at 14-2, and they won it in 84. So the only time Washington's ever been a repeat division champion, 82, 83, and 84, if you want to count 82 as a division champion, even though they revamped everything when they came back from the strike. But Washington was the number one seed in the NFC playoffs that particular year. The Giants, interestingly enough, have only repeated one time in their illustrious history, 89 and 90. They had back-to-back division champions And Philadelphia, their back-to-backs came during that Andy Reid stretch from 2001 through 2004. Dallas has had the most division success in the history of the division, with 25 division titles. The Eagles have had 13, Washington 9 total, the Giants 8, and the old Arizona / St. Louis Cardinals 2 division titles. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Will Philadelphia become the first repeat NFC East division winner in 20 years? And if not, who wins the division? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.